This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me here today on UCB Ireland. And we're joined by a good friend of mine, Jan Lawrence from Estonia. Pastor Jan Lawrence, pastor of Rebedik Church in Tallinn.
They're what?
Rye
Church.
There you go. Just right there. Rye. Say it again.
Rye Church.
Yeah. So there you go. Wonderful. And anyway, we've been talking about men, masculinity, and marriage, and I can't remember what else, family. But anyway, yesterday we were just looking at Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way which they should go. When they're old, they won't turn from it. And, you know, it's so important for us to, you know, if we want our children to turn out right, it's not a matter of fixating ourselves on our children and their shortcomings. Mm-hmm. In many respects, our children are a reflection of us, because children will do what you do, not what you say. And that's an important issue to recognize. And this is why it's so important that we're giving a godly example. I mean, Paul spoke to Timothy about being an example to the believers. And so, you know, really, a family, as a father, your family is your little flock, your wife and your children, and they're your flock. And that's first and foremost where we have to live this Christian message and be a light in our home. And, you know, you have a beautiful family. You have a wonderful wife and two beautiful little children and a third little baby on the way.
Amen.
And that's very exciting. And you know, we really respect what you're doing over there. I mean, I know it's not an easy environment. You know, anywhere in Europe isn't easy. You know, it can be a battle at times. But you know what? I believe change is coming. Mm. We're going to see a great awakening. But part of that awakening, I believe, is fixing men. This is something I think that's very much overlooked. I mean, you know, there's a book I'd recommend every man and woman to read, and that is Why Men Hate Going to Church. I don't remember the title of the author, but it's a great book, and it just really kind of acknowledges how so many times church is slanted in a manner in which it can come across as very effeminate at times. And we do believe in masculinity and femininity. It's a God-given trait. You know, God made them male and female, and so they're very real parts, you know, of God's creation, and something we need to honor. But in so many instances, it seems like the church is just focused on the feminine, and we're living in a world where, let's be honest, the masculine is demonized. And so you know, the book of Malachi says in chapter 4, 5 and 6, "Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse." And so, from your perspective, living in Tallinn, which, you know, living in Estonia, very westernized, you know, from what you described, a bit like kind of the rat race that seems to have taken hold in so much of the Western world, what are you seeing in terms of where men are at?
Yes, I remember I had this... me and my wife, we went to visit friends of ours. They are not in the church. They're not Christian. And my friend just goes suddenly says that I'd like to be more of a man in the house, make decisions and things like that. And then his spouse says, "Then what am I? If you're making all decisions, then what am I? I can't make decisions." And I think it's something that is messed up, like a little bit, not a little bit, maybe a lot, but also a little bit, that we're thinking that if you are a man and I'm the head of the house, then I'm some tyrant. Everything that I'm doing is by force, and I'm telling da 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 da. But if we look at the example of Jesus, it's through serving, it's through sacrifice, it's through love that, and then woman wants to submit to that kind of man who has, like we read in the two episodes ago, that submit to God before anything, man, submit to God and then be the head of your family. But I am called to be the head of my family. I am called to take responsibility over my family. I'm called to protect. And very often we think it's only protecting with our fists or like whatever, but it's I am responsible for my family. It doesn't take responsibility away from my wife, but I loved it. I loved it. We've been married, I think, 3 years, and my wife tells me we're going to bed, and she tells me, Jan, I want to submit to you. She says to me, not that I say, hey, you have to submit to you, but she will want to submit to a godly man.
Who trusts you.
Yeah, who takes on leadership, who takes on responsibility. And it doesn't mean that I make every decision in our family.
Yes.
But I don't know how to explain it, but we know as a husband and a wife when it's time for me to make a decision, for when it's me to say, stop, we're not doing this, stop, or we are, okay, we're moving forward, we're doing this. And definitely it's happening in Estonia in that sense as well, that men, there's a bit of a paradox in Estonia because we have the Soviet heritage when men don't speak at all, fathers don't express love to their children, fathers specifically don't express love to their sons. Wow. So I talk to a lot of my men my age and they hear me saying to my son, I love you. Wow. And they go after us. I never ever heard a man say to their child that, or especially a son, that I love you, and say I've never heard it. So I think in Estonia it's a little bit turned to the that men is the head of the family, but in an unhealthy way.
Yes.
That, as I say it, that's how it is because I'm the man, and the Bible says I'm the man, and the love part is cut out.
Yes.
And the new generation is coming up that is all about emotional and all about love, but in an unhealthy way, that I'm not taking responsibility, that the woman is the head of the family, makes all the decisions regarding family, babies, food, everything, and I'm there with her.
Yeah.
And that's how I see it. It's like different generations.
Yes.
So the younger men, they're like, going away from responsibilities and taking responsibility over their family, and women are taking more of that role. And I think a bit of it is because men are not taking the responsibility.
Yeah.
It's not like women are taking it by force.
No.
But men are...
Because they have to, because otherwise you have chaos. And, and certainly I think Ireland is very like that as well. You know, that really in many instances, the woman is the head of the home, not because, you know, she's wanted that role, but because... the husband has abandoned his responsibilities and so she's trying to keep everything together. And this is where, again, I think submission is taken out of context in many respects. Mm. Many times it's taught from a very unbiblical perspective. It's taught from a perspective of domination and abuse rather than the fear of God. Because the Bible says, husbands, love your wives like Christ loved the church. And, you know, it's not difficult for us to submit to Christ because we know He has our best interests at heart. We know He laid His life down for us. And there's no difficulty in trusting Christ. Mm. And yet, if we as men will love our wives the way Christ loved the church, then, you know, submission will be a very natural thing. And certainly, I mean, I consult with my wife about a lot of decisions that we make. But, she recognizes that ultimately I'm the head of the home. And but I think the key verse is, you read it the first day we started, and that is Ephesians 5 and verse 21, submitting to one another in the fear of God. And so the fear of God teaches us to, if I walk in the fear of God as a husband, I'm not going to mistreat or abuse or dominate my wife. And vice versa. And you know, we're not going to betray each other. We're not going to try and undermine each other. It's not going to be a competition of who's in control, because ultimately we're walking in the fear of God and we're recognizing that ultimately there's somebody higher than both of us. And so I truly believe the fear of God is so important. And, maybe we could pray as we finish for the fear of God to return to our homes, because I really feel that that's what's lacking in so many instances is you have children who are not being raised in the fear of God. They're living in homes where people are not walking in the fear of God. We're living in societies where people are not walking in the fear of God, and it's evidenced by our behavior. So let's pray for a return to the fear of God in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you really for the fear of God. Firstly, for ourselves, myself and John here, that our hearts would be fearful of you. And this is not that we are scared of you, but this is fear of the Lord. This is something completely different. And we pray same over the Irish families, over men and women, over husbands and wives, over their children. We pray that the fear of the Lord would return to families, to homes, that like we read just before, that we first seek the kingdom of God. And then we talk about leading the family. Then we talk about submission and all these other things. But first, we submit our lives, our families, our wives, our husbands to you, God. So I pray that in Jesus' name, that every husband, every wife, every man, every woman, every child who's listening to this show, that you would seek first the kingdom of God. And God's promise is that everything else will follow. Healthy family will follow out of that. Healthy relationships will follow after that. And most importantly, with children, our children will follow that example. Yes. If they see fear of the Lord in their parents' hearts, then they also will follow that. So we thank you for that. We thank you for breakthroughs in families. And we pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church and Pastor Jan from Estonia. Thank you for listening today. And hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.